Now, in just under 6 weeks' time, the local and European elections will be held in Ireland. Unlike in other countries, you won't hear political ads for candidates or parties on RTE or on any radio or television station in Ireland. That's because such ads are banned in law. But they are allowed online. And if you scroll your social media, chances are you'll encounter adverts paid for by political parties or candidates. But who is paying the most? Who is trying to buy influence with you as the elections approach? Well, Liz Carolyn is from thebriefing.ie and has the answer to those questions. Liz, good afternoon. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
You've been monitoring political advertising online. Most of the money on political ads is being spent with Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram. That's obviously where the parties feel the voters are. And you've been looking at who is spending the money. How do you actually get that information?
So all of the big tech companies now under EU rules have to have a kind of online archive where you can search and see what ads are running, how much money they're spending roughly, and a little bit of information about who they're targeting or how they're trying to do some of that targeting. So this new transparency means that we're able to have this conversation, which is something that in the past would have been very difficult for us to have.
So which of the political parties then are spending the most on Meta, for example?
So Sinn Féin are the biggest spenders by a long shot. In the last month, they've spent more than Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Labour actually kind of combined, and the Greens combined. So they spent about €35,000 in the last month, about €80,000 since Christmas. Fianna Fáil are coming in next then. They've spent about €20,000 in the last month. And then Fine Gael are actually down below Labour. So Labour have probably spent about €6,000 and Fine Gael about €5,000. And how they're spending that money is quite different as well.
Yes, what are they spending it on?
So Sinn Féin's been really, really consistent with their online ads. As I said, sort of, you know, going back to even before Christmas, a lot of their advertising, about 75% of it, they're spending that through a kind of official Sinn Féin Ireland account. So very centralised. A lot of it is sort of national politics. Whereas if you look at Fianna Fáil, who've really ramped up their spending in the last month, only about a third of that is that sort of central account. Two thirds of it is candidates, and a lot of that, the MEP candidates, the running candidates, the running, like, a lot of candidates, six candidates across the three constituencies. That's where the money's being spent.
And the ads that are being shown to people then, what are they? Are they pieces of video? Are they text and graphics? What are people seeing?
So for a lot of the Sinn Féin ads are video. So there's sort of videos of doll exchanges or a lot of the kind of leading figures within the party. And actually, Éadan O'Riordan has started advertising on Google, so on YouTube. He's been quite consistently sort of starting this week. Again, that's a lot of video content, a lot of things around around, you know, the constituency Dublin and what's happening there. For a lot of the MEP candidates and increasingly the local candidates who are starting to advertise as well, it does tend to be more text-based, maybe advertising a meeting that's coming up, introducing themselves to constituents, that kind of thing.
Okay, and what is the data then telling you about the candidates themselves, who's actually buying advertising online and what they're spending?
Yeah, so if we look at the top five candidates, so taking out the kind of big party accounts, the top four of the top five are actually Fianna Fáil MEP candidates, with Cynthia Ní Mhiarrachú being the biggest spender. And then next is Chris McManus, the Sinn Féin MEP candidate, followed by Lisa Chambers, Barry Cowan and Barry Andrews, with then Éadan O'Riordan and Grace O'Sullivan, the Labour and Green candidates, sort of coming behind. So again, like, I think one real striking thing for me in this is where Fine Gael just aren't appearing at all. Like, they don't seem to be running anything through the Google ad portal, although that's not being used as much. And as I said, through Meta, not a lot happening, and a majority of it coming from kind of local candidates, nearly a lot of small spend by local candidates.
And the top candidates then, the top spenders, what kind of sums are we talking about?
Yeah, so I think Cynthia Ní Mhiarrachú, so the kind of the top spender, spent about €2,000 in the last week, so significant amounts of money. Whereas if we look at as we're kind of going down, there's some candidates who've maybe spent €200 or €300 in total, sort of over the last month. So there aren't huge sums of money being spent, but I think if you look at the size, in particular, of the European constituencies, like, you know, one of them goes from Greystones to Kenmare, you can see why. digital advertising is quite attractive for getting your name out there at a minimum before the kind of the posters are allowed to go up now in the next couple of weeks.
And is online advertising regulated? I mentioned that there aren't political ads on radio or television. They are allowed online. Is there regulation attached?
Regulation has been written and passed by the Dáil here in Ireland under the Electoral Acts. But Europe has blocked that regulation from going forwards. So it's kind of, we're in a bit of a stalemate. And, you know, I've been talking about this for for a very long time and saying that we need regulation. And it's astounding that it's 2024 and we're still waiting for this regulation to come through. And actually this week, the Electoral Commission have come out with a kind of voluntary code asking the political parties to voluntarily commit to following what some of these guidelines and rules would be. But so far, no, this is still, in 2024, an unregulated part of political campaigning.
You mentioned the nature of the ads that you are seeing, that they're very much promoting the candidate themselves or their party. Are we seeing any of the negative campaigning ads, the likes of that you might see in the United States, the attack ads? Have they come to the fore at all?
So we're seeing a bit of that in Sinn Féin's ad strategy. So if you look at their Google ads, and anybody can go online, if you just search for Google ad archive, you can search for different parties. We can see that, for example, around when Simon Harris was up for election in the Dáil chamber, they were running some ads around that. And they were also running ads at the time of the Fianna Fáil Ardéis. So that, I mean, again, we've limited kind of data, but from what I can see, when people were searching for Fianna Fáil Ardéis, they were paying in the region of about €7,000 for their take on the Ardéis, which is a bit negative, to be the first thing people see when they Google that.
Liz Carolyn from thebriefing.ie, which I think you have a newsletter, Liz, that people can sign up to and get information.
We're doing this every week,
about this. So that's on thebriefing.ie. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Take
and
care.
We're back with more after this break.